Well, first thing, I think that you can't get looking at the roster and start thinking that we just need to show up and play. That's the first thing. So, you know, I think that everyone felt the same. The players felt the same about this game the last time we played these guys, and that's not the type of game we want to play. And that's not the type of identity we want to be known for. So we're assuming that we'll be more prepared tonight. We know that we're facing a better roster in Minnesota. So we're going to certainly need to be more prepared. Well, I thought in the first game, I thought that it was a fairly tough game for him, which is normal. That's what you would expect. I think that the second game that he played, I thought he was very good. He was one of our better defensemen. When I look at the numbers, and we don't certainly don't go a lot by numbers, but he's a plus five player for our team. And he's done very well. I think that he's battled, he's progressed. The idea for us and for him and a lot of the players is try to get better every day, and I think he's done that. So I think he's feeling more comfortable. We don't need him to get to any particular point. We just needed to try to continue to improve and try to feel comfortable out there as we go on, because as we go on, the games, the rosters will probably start increasing in talent, and that's where we'll make our measurements. So he's going to have to just try to keep up to that. While weed out poor play, I think what you want to do is you want to just see team play, good team play. I think that's the big thing you're looking for there. You know, I mean, you look at talent in the preseason, but the talent is determined by a lot of things. It's not just skill; it's will, skill, attitude, the whole slew of different things. For us, you want to see some order to your game. You know, what was lacking in the last game was not team play, was more of engagement. That's what I would say. That was the difficult part.
So effort is a big thing.
In any game, how, you know, I don't think if you have that foundation, I think your chances of winning are certainly diminished.
What kind of player do you see Jerome
Sampson? I don't know Jerome very well, but, you know, he's a guy that's got some NHL experience. He had a very difficult first game, I thought. I spoke to him a little bit about it, so he's going to get another opportunity here today and tonight to play. And he's a guy that has been way better in practice. And he, you know, in all fairness to him, he's missed the last half of the year. And so he's a guy that looks like he's got some energy and some skill. And, you know, he looks like he's put up some decent numbers. And he's just a good, reliable two-way guy is the way I see him. Well, you know what? The players have a responsibility. First of all, you know, if you're trying to motivate guys in preseason, it's a little bit of a challenge that is. I think that's their responsibility. You know, that's their responsibility, preseason and regular season games. So we expect that our players will just be better in this game. You know, I'm not going to be using motivational tactics to get them to play this game. We'll be ready to go. You know, the thing that happened the other night's happened on both sides for players. They've been on young players that have gone out and played on a lesser roster and won, and they've been, you know, where they have a good roster and then they assume that things will just be easy, and it always works the same way. So they've been on both sides of that thing. So I think we've learned that lesson.
Thank you.